Central Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korean government has quickly refuted President Trump's call for Seoul to pay $1 billion for a missile defense system. The deployment of the anti-missile battery was agreed to last year by the administrations of U.S. President Barack Obama and then South Korean President Park Geun-hye. South Korea is in the midst of a presidential election brought on by Park's impeachment. Leading presidential candidate says he wants to postpone deploying the U.S. missile defense system until the new president can evaluate its benefits and its drawbacks. In advance of the U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea today, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about the U.S. plan to deal with the threat from North Korea's nuclear and missile program.
We've put in place a very deliberate strategy, which we are just in the early stages of executing, and it is one that does involve bringing significant pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang. It also involves calling on China to play a role in how we deal with this threat.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign troops to force them to quit the country. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman dismissed the announcement as just another one, as terrorists are trying to carry out attacks against innocent civilians. Today's Taliban announcement came a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest ever raid on a major Afghan military base. This is VOA News.